Thursday, friend.
Welcome to the Holiday Hut, or the Igloo. I don't know what you want to call it today. It's windy out there. Got blowing snow. We're at 10 above right now. And do I want to talk wind chills? Okay, just once. First time today. 35 below where we're at for the wind chill. Okay, but on the good side of things, that's the bad news. On the good side, we're talking with Kathy Dickman from Changabazoo. Good morning. Kathy and friend.
And friend.
You brought the newest addition to your family.
So you were talking with Janet about what do they call the groups that would help people at Christmas time, but she was talking about the goodness.
Oh, the cheer, yeah.
The cheer team.
The Wahpeton cheer team.
Yeah, so we kind of are cheering ourselves here because we have the wonderful Humane Society in town. And in conjunction with the Dakota Veterinary Hospital, goodness, of course, things like this happen. I brought this little guy was we fostered, and his name was Benny, and he got a lot of attention because he's adorable.
He is adorable.
So we did our we've had rescue dogs before. This is our first adoption through the Richland Wilkin Humane Society.
And aren't they great people? I mean, talk about people flying below the radar that do just amazing things.
Yeah, and I didn't plan to come on, and I have to I mean,
seriously,
because they are below the radar. Mm-hmm. They're not. I mean, they're just doing wonderful things daily and helping people and animals. Remember, not just the animals that they're placing and caring for, but the homes that they go into. And we just want to do a shout out to them, because wonder what this process is. Is this procedure? And they made it so wonderful and seamless and helpful and kind.
Yeah.
And I know that that's how they handle their daily business, and with their staff and volunteers, and they have small crew doing many big things.
Again, and doing it quietly, but just getting it done.
So what Shannon and crew, if you're hearing this, thank you from the bottom of our canine loving hearts.
So what kind of dog is Benny or?
He actually, he's a Shih Tzu Dachshund,
okay,
is what they thought at Dakota Vet for his physical. And he's just adorable, and he got a haircut. And with that comes grooming. comes all the care, pre-care, and now he's our responsibility. We couldn't be more happy.
He is adorable. Yeah. This all takes me back to the days when I used to watch you on television.
Oh,
when you'd be on with dogs and cats.
With the Fargo-Moorhead Humane Society,
right? And that's kind of before
television.
The zoo. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was in college, and I did those and drove down university trying to memorize a script, and and they would give me, and sometimes it was just, like, hilarious.
Mm-hmm. So this is part of your DNA, too.
I mean, who doesn't love animals?
Right.
Most people do, and if something's
I know a few that don't. They're just not my friends.
If something's not a fit, and, you know, you don't need to have a pet, and that's okay. It's okay to not have a pet, but if you have a pet, want a pet, you know, check out the rescues.
He's got a great disposition, too.
He's
very, very happy.
I think that's why he was very popular with people seeing his picture and meeting him and things like that. So
let's shift it around. What's happening at the zoo? What's going on? You wanted to backtrack to something.
Just last night, I just want to thank you for doing the public service announcements, for getting that out there, that we rescheduled our Santa at the Carousel and Giving Hearts tree. That was last night, and, you know, a number of families showed up, and we didn't expect big crowds, and that's okay, but we just had a wonderful time. Our crew did great, and we were so happy and lucky to get get Santa Claus at this time of year.
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
He's busy, and he said, you know what, I had to make it happen because, you know, we got the toys made, the sleigh's ready, so I'm going to pop over to Wahpeton and to Prairie Rose. So
very nice. Yeah. Leave it to Santa.
Leave it to Santa
to be accommodating.
He's been a lot of places. He's been Holiday Lane. He's been so good. So we have lots to be thankful for. We have the giving tree. So, and today's not a good day because we don't want you driving around and slipping around on roads. But
it's a mess out there.
Next week, if you think that, hey, Monday perhaps, if I still want to get from the giving tree at the Changabazoo, our front doors will be unlocked 8 to 5. And you can come in and take a little ornament off the tree. And on the back will be a QR code on how you can help that animal today or throughout the year. And it's kind of fun to, you know, maybe give those as gifts to children in your family or adults or to a family.
I'm sorry, I can't even keep my attention. I keep shifting over to Benny here.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Very cool.
But anyway, we are feeling blessed at Chahinkapa. People have responded to a article I wrote, a column I wrote about the furnace going out at the carousel and the heat for horses. So a few people have donated to that. We're so, again, feeling so grateful. Year-end giving campaign. I feel like I'm talking about money a lot, but year-end giving, I just want to give these thanks. And then, of course, people get individually thanked as well. But people have kept the zoo in their hearts through the years. And remember, conservation does not take a holiday.
No.
So we're down there every day. And today, zookeepers, you know, bring your lunches, work through this, you know, imagine being out in this every day. Not the only profession that does that, of course, but zookeepers are one of them.
They just go out and get it done, though. I mean, they just go out and do it.
They have to care for the animals. Yeah. And we just appreciate our whole team and everybody in the community. So thank you for this year-end message to our community.
All right. Going to be a couple Thursdays before we're back, too. But 2026, you want to give us a heads up what's going on at the zoo in the new year? Or you're gonna surprise us?
We're going to surprise you.
Okay. Yeah. I love it.
We got a lot of events happening. So
I know. Well, always. Yeah. I mean, it's never never quiet down there.
Oh, I want to give this. We talked about this last week, but the National Carousel Association featured the Prairie Rose on their Facebook and magazine this month. And remember, the Prairie Rose turns 100 years old. Oh. Not 100 years in our community. It was built in 1926. So we had that already planned for July. So we'll be doing that during actually the music fest.
That carousel's been around for a century. Wrap your arms around that.
How beautiful is that?
Yeah.
And I think Alani Halverson, Jim Oliver, of course, Roger is still our historian on that, who's still with us. Thankfully, to get that story out. Sometimes people come to town and want to hear the whole story, and I know it, written about it, did some lot of history things on it, but I bring in Roger to give his personal touch on that.
Don't you think that carousel is kind of a blueprint for volunteerism? I mean, I know that is something you have talked about for years.
Absolutely.
The amount of people that put in the hours, put in the volunteer hours to just keep that.
It used to be run strictly with volunteers, and we would, you know, it was our carousel team.
Mm-hmm.
The picture of the four horsemen around the wall, Jim Oliver, Roger Jensen, Lonnie Halverson, and Dolores Berg.
Yeah.
But come on down to it is. It's a great place and time to volunteer. It doesn't have to be during the summer, but this summer we have a lot of hours open over there, so we would love to have people come in. You'll be hearing more about that on our Giving Hearts site. We have a volunteer, because sometimes people want to do something and it's like not monetary possible, because, you know, people got families and got things they have to buy and pay for first, but there's lots of ways of giving to the community.
Yeah, without a doubt.
With volunteerism, it's needed everywhere, so.
Kathy Dickman, Chahinkapa Zoo, we will see you in the new year, my dear.
Happy Christmas to you, my
dear. Yes, right back at you. It's 8:33, your voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
No one woke up this morning and thought,
I want to go haggle.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price before you talk to anyone, because that price is listed online at qualitytoyota.net and in the window of every vehicle. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls, qualitytoyota.net. Let's go places.